Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
Welcome to Rock the Flock for the week of Sunday, October 19th, 2025. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. Thank you for tuning in. What is Rock the Flock? Rock the Flock is the home for Christian independent artists where they have the opportunity not only to share their music, not only to share their testimonies, but they have the opportunity to open the Word of God, and that's when it really gets good on this show. This week, like I say every week, God has sent another amazing guest to the show, Miss Karen Julie. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, Greg. How are you today?
I'm doing really well. You can tell I get so excited about this show. I mean, I just can't believe what God has done. And I want to thank you for taking the time to come on to Rock the Flock. And I can't wait to get into the interview so we can all find out what God's been doing in your life.
Amen. Amen. And I want to thank you for making this space and for calling me into your show. And I'm so grateful that there's a space for us independent artists.
Speaking of space, where are you calling in from?
I'm calling from Florida.
Florida. Okay. So you are south.
Yes.
When I said Eastern time zone, I was thinking up the coast somewhere, but you're down in Florida.
I'm in Florida.
I used to live in Bradenton, a little south of Tampa.
That's about an hour and a half from me.
Okay.
I'm in Naples.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, we'll be right back with Miss Karen Julie right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Joining us from the Sunshine State, Miss Karen Julie. Karen, thank you again. I'm blown away. I mentioned it. This has been scheduled for a long time, but you're here for a reason. You're here for God's purpose.
Amen. Praise God for that.
And once again, every week the house gets fuller. I mean, we are packing out the rooms in the Rock the Flock house, and Miss Karen, you're at the door. And you've knocked, you've opened it up. There are listeners everywhere, and they want to know who Miss Karen Julie is.
Amen. Amen. So Karen Julie is just someone who has caught a glimpse of the beauty and the love and the power of God. And she's also someone that has awakened to her sonship and everything that she has available through it, who has a burning in her heart to awaken others to their own sonship, whose highest calling as an artist and as a person is to connect or restore others to Christ.
Mm.
You know, I love to encourage others to put courage in their heart.
Well, That's good, because not only to invite someone to the family of God, but as you mentioned, one of the most important things is to, like you said, reconnect them. Because we talk every week on this show, it's a tough world. When we get outside the comfort of our homes or our places of employment where we're kind of have that protection a little bit, when you walk out in this tough, tough world that doesn't think what we like we think and doesn't get the news like we want it to be. So it's easy.
Which is why I'm grateful for the family of God. You know, I'm grateful for people like you, you know, brothers and sisters that to encourage one another, you know, to feed off each other, you know, what we have received from the Lord, from the Father.
Yes, ma'am, because I truly believe what the Bible says, iron sharpens iron.
Amen.
And that's and again, that's another thing this show is all about, because all the artists on this show make each other better. So I'm thankful that you're a part of it now. You're not just a part of this, you're part of a family. So welcome to the family. And now all the artists will know who you are, and in a little while they'll get to hear your music, which I love. So I can't wait for that to happen.
Amazing.
Now, are you married?
I am married.
Okay.
Yes. 17 years this February.
Okay. Well, yes. I'll almost have you doubled up.
What does that mean?
I've been married. I just celebrated my 33rd wedding anniversary.
Oh my goodness.
I know.
Congratulations.
I know. So I told my wife, I said, how did we make it this long? The grace of God. The grace of God. Children?
No children.
No children. Pets?
I have one Yorkie.
Okay.
He is going to be 12 in February also. Everything happened in February for me.
I call them little yappers.
Yeah. He's a beauty. He really is. He's the best, such a well-behaved dog.
Well, I don't. I have a standard poodle. I have a big standard poodle, and I can't do anything that he is not with me. I mean, if he could get in the shower, he would. I walk in the door, and he is, you know, normally you need an emotional support animal. Well, I am his emotional support. he needs me all the time.
Well, that's gonna, you know, pull your confidence up a little, right?
But he's helped me in a lot of ways. When I go to speak, like I'll be speaking to the high school football team tomorrow, and one of the things with my dog, we walk all the time, and he's always worried about what's behind him. You know, he's always looking back if he hears, and he's got to stop, and it frustrates me. And I thought about it, and I thought, well, man, don't we do that in life? We can't go forward to God's plan because we're worried about what we've done in the past, mm-hmm. or what somebody's done to us in the past, mm-hmm. and we're turned around, and we can't see what he's got in front of us. So whoever knew a dog would give me something to talk about.
You know, it's really a beautiful thing when you can see God in everything. You know, when you're so aware of his presence that you can, you know, I think there was a Toby Mac song and it said, "I see you in everything," mm-hmm. right? And I love that. You know, I love that because I think I was watching a movie, Mission Impossible or something, and maybe it's not the most Christian music movie, right? But I love being so awake that God can speak to me through a Christian movie, not a Christian movie, I meant, you know, that and just it's just that being awake, being aware of his presence and the way that he speaks with us. Oh, right?
That's funny, because if I didn't have the shirt I had on tonight, I had my Star Wars Rogue One shirt on. Because, you know, in that movie, you thought all hope was lost. Mm. But they get the plans out, you know, at the very end. You know, they didn't make it, but they got the plans out to defeat the enemy. And that is, I love it, because... You know, where did Moses go? You know, he thought he was at the end. There was no hope.
Yeah.
And not only did God provide the whirlwind to tornado or whatever he did to guide him there, there had to be something in his mind that said, this is the end. You know, I'm leading all these people and there's nowhere to go. But God provided a way, and you know, Karen, I know you believe that. You've walked that. I've been able to walk that. And for anybody who's listening, to know that He will provide.
Amen.
You know, there will always be a way.
He always does. That's His promise. You know, that's like a good father. That's His promise. He's going to provide for every single need, for every single request He makes of us.
Amen. Well, I'll tell you another quick story too. This week, an artist I had on about 4 weeks ago, Jordan Ramble, great interview. Jordan wrote a song 10 years ago and thought it was going to be it. Every year went by. And 10 years later, it just broke into Billboard at the 200th song.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we have to trust the plan, God's plan, to be patient.
Yeah, not worry too much about when, but actually, like, see what He's doing in us through it.
Yes, ma'am.
Because I think sometimes we miss it. You know, we miss, gosh, like, you know, I spend so much time just not knowing what I was supposed to do. You know, we get so wrapped up in what's my purpose? Mm-hmm. When it's evident in the scriptures, right? It's evident. You know what everyone's purpose is to, you know, to reach others for the Lord.
That's right.
To introduce them.
That's right. We have to get it, because, like you said, the scripture tells us that we have to help show them the way. Mm-hmm. And if we don't have it, it's hard to tell somebody else how to do it.
That's right. But I have loved, you know, ever since I realized, wow, like, this is it. And it's so beautiful to just grab His hand and let Him guide you to it. You know, just let Him show you the way. But enjoy that time with Him through it. And just enjoy the time with Him. What is He doing? It's more important what, you know, that walk, that connection with Him, that relationship development with Him.
Amen.
Which is going to extend outside of you.
Have to be infectious for the Lord.
Amen.
That's right. And be terribly infectious. Spread that nasty virus around.
That's right. It's contagious.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I tell you what, when we come back, I think we're going to dig into the Bible, and you'll have a Bible verse or verses to share with us.
Amen.
We'll be right back with Miss Karen Julie right here on Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining the show. And thank you to all the artists that make this just one special two-hour show. This week, we have Miss Karen Julie with us. And this may be her first radio interview. It may be the first time her music is played on the show. But starting today, you'll know who Miss Karen Julie is. Karen, thank you for opening up and sharing a little bit about your life, your family, your Yorkie. And now we're going to jump into the Word of God, because, like I said, you listen to some shows, and we can have music, we can have our social media platforms, we can do all of that. But as a Christian artist or a Christian period, none of it matters unless you stand on the Word of God. You have that foundation.
Amen.
So what verse or verses do you have?
I actually have one, and it's a short one for you.
Okay.
Focus on the first part of it. And it's 1 Corinthians 13:8. And it's, love never fails.
Mm. What made you pick that verse?
You know, I think I've come to a place where I have realized that that is really true. You know, love never fails. First, the love of God for us, and then the love towards one another. Mm-hmm. Because I think I was meditating on, there was a time in my life where I was maybe a little self-righteous. And, I boasted of my spiritual disciplines. You know, I wake up at 4 a.m. and I read the word and I pray and I don't do this, bad things, but I do these good things. Mm-hmm. And, I think that sometimes we forget what it was like to be lost. Mm-hmm. I think that we forget what it was like to not know any better. And despite what I had been through, one day the Holy Spirit opened, or my eyes to open my eyes to a lack of compassion. And I remember praying for God to give me compassion for others. And he just broke my heart for the things that break his heart.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And so the things that he cares, I started seeing things that I never saw before in people around me. Mm-hmm. And I'm so grateful to now live in this tenderness, because we can do all the right things. I can do all the right things and abstain from all the bad things and still fail God and still fail myself and still fail my family and my friends. Mm-hmm. But love never fails.
It does not, because His doesn't, because see, we have a worldly problem. How many times have you heard people say, "I'll forgive you, but I'll never forget"? You know, that's how the world's mentality is. You know, and that's not God's mentality. You know, He didn't send His Son to this earth to die on a cross and then to rise from that grave if He didn't mean it.
Right.
You know. He forgives us and He loves us. You know, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Love never fails with the Lord. Mm-hmm. And for people that are listening again, if you've ever, we talked about looking back a minute ago, but if you've ever done anything and said, "God can't love me, I did this. You know, how could He love me when I strayed so far away?" Well, see, the Bible also tells us He leaves the 99 to go find that one. Yeah. You can't get too far away from Him, because His love never fails.
Amen. But I think that even further, you know, when you act in love, your actions may fail, but your heart's in the right place.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. So I guess that's a little bit of more of what it means for me, that love never fails, that, first the love of the Father and then our love for one another. Because before we are sent anywhere, we really have to be so overflowing with the love of the Father. We were talking about that at the beginning. Mm-hmm. But when we act in love, we're going to be so much more efficient than if we try to do all the right things.
Amen. Amen. Well, I tell you what, Miss Karen, when we come back, we're going to do my Well, I always say my favorite part of the show is every one of them, but it'd just be another favorite part. We're going to come back and talk about your music.
Yay. Amen.
All right. We'll be right back with Miss Karen Julie right here on Rock the Flock Radio. It's Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you for tuning in, whether you're on the airwaves of 89.7 WJHO. If you're streaming online at 897WJHO.org, or you found your favorite podcast called Rock the Flock and you just can't get away from it, thank you. Making the show really good this week and making the podcast even better is my special guest, Miss Karen Julie. Karen, once again, the Bible verse, the simple verse. Look what all we talked about in that little simple verse.
Amen. You, amen.
Big, what do they say? That little things pack big punches. Yes. Yeah, that one did.
Really meditate that one over.
So we need to tuck that one in. Like I said, we need to fold that up, put it in our pocket, and pull it out all week long. That love never fails. So if you get in a situation, pull it out, read it, you'll be better.
Amen.
Well, all right, Miss Karen, now's the time we get to talk about your music. When did you know that God had called you to sing for Him?
Gosh. You know, I've always sang in some sort of fashion, but I think it was the early 2000s, maybe around 2003, when I wrote the first song, which is actually the song that we're going to talk about today. I started writing the song, but it never felt finished. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like God had some work to do in me for me to be able to finish that song.
I like that.
20 years later.
That's okay. I mean, look, we just talked about, you know, Jordan Ramble, 10 years, you know, he didn't think he was going to do anything. And look what happened. And now 20 years, here's a song that God said. And that's cool because, you know, week after week, guest after guest, it's funny that some say, well, they get a song and they finish it, and there it is. And then others, it's a piece of here. They have to put this voice recording that they used, and then they think, wait a minute, that kind of goes with this voice recording I recorded on this day, and you put them, mash it all together. And
Yes. As a matter of fact, my last song, which was a collaboration with Christian McKinney, I wrote started writing that one, and I finished in one morning. Mm-hmm. And then Christian and I got together and, you know, we changed some things around, but it was that it just came.
That is cool. Do you play any instruments?
I do not.
You do not. Okay. Your gift is your voice.
My voice. And I write, the lyrics. Mm-hmm. And, the lyrics come with a melody and I hear synths in my head. So,
now who do you go to when God gives you this word and He gives you the kind of the chorus and you hear it, you know what you want it to sound like. Who do you
go? So I recorded on my iPhone.
Okay.
So I just, you know, I have this lyrics and then, you know, I hear the music and I just, you know, record it on my iPhone. And this song, Sonship, the synth was waking me up in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just recording all of this and then, you know, getting together. My producer, and you know, he did an amazing job, you know, just
he did
putting it together. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's crazy because, you know, sometimes you feel like you have to have it all together. You feel like, you know, you need to have all the pieces, all the parts. But I feel like God brings us, like, it's almost like he puts a little bit in me. He puts a little bit in you. Mm-hmm. He puts a little bit in someone else. Mm-hmm. And he wants us to just bring this harmony together. He wants us to bring it forth and almost like need one another, right?
We do.
So I love collaborating.
Well, I don't have anybody to collaborate with in here except
except us on the other side.
That's right. And I love hearing that it's a family. It's a family of God, you know, that you connect with people and you're helping each other out. And, you know, I think it's really neat that you don't play instruments, because that means now that you need to find somebody that's a piano player, or you mean that may find somebody that plays guitar or somebody, and then it just brings, like we talked about, being infectious for the Lord. It just brings people together.
Yeah.
And before you know it, Miss Karen Julie has a full band she's being infectious with.
Praise God. Yeah. What about, you know, like sometimes as artists, we make that mistake of comparing, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that I thought for many years, you know, I'm not that great. You know, I'm not Mariah Carey material. I'm not, you know, and you kind of put yourself down a little bit. You know, the Lord was very clear to me, and he just said to me, you're good enough for what I need you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that was that.
And I know that you're Karen Julie, and he has given you everything that you need.
Amen. Yes, he's good.
To work in his will.
Amen.
That you don't have to be anybody, because you are Karen Julie.
Amen.
And there's not another, there's nobody else out there. And then that, now what's neat is people are fixing to hear your song.
Mm-hmm.
And there may be a little girl that listens to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's going to want to sing like Karen Julie.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like yourself, and then, yes. Well, what, we're going to play a song here in just a minute, Sonship. What inspired you to write the song?
Yes. You know, Greg, there was one thing that deeply marked my life. And it was when my mother left. I was 5 years old. I had her love. You know, my parents got divorced, but, you know, I was 5 years old. I had her love. I trusted her. And then she was gone. As a child, you don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to make a pause to say that my mother and I have a beautiful relationship today. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm happy to say she is one of my best friends, along with my husband and my brothers. And what I didn't know was that my mother had a similar experience growing up. Her mother also left. And so I spent many years being angry at her for causing me that hurt, but I didn't know the hurt that she carried,
mm-hmm.
the loneliness. And if you think about it, that kind of distorts our view of ourselves. It distorts our understanding of any kind of sonship.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then, you know, I went from being this joyful, bold, confident little girl to being sad, timid, and insecure. And I really did think it was my fault that she, you know, that she left. And I thought, well, if my own mother didn't love me, who can? And the way that I related to others was ugly
mm-hmm.
because I felt ugly inside. Especially at the hint of any rejection, you know, I had experienced the deepest rejection of all and any hint of rejection thereafter, just poured salt on that wound. Mm-hmm. Then when I was 19, my father passed away unexpectedly in a car crash. I moved countries, and as a consequence, I broke up with my boyfriend of years who had become my refuge. And all of these events, they just kept perforating holes in my soul. Mm-hmm. I carried the pain of feeling unloved and lonely, and I needed a love vast enough to come and fill all the holes. Mm-hmm. And to God be the glory, I found it. No, actually, he found me.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
What a love we have in Jesus. So this song is about that revelation of, I'm not an orphan. Mm-hmm. You know, I wasn't really, really an orphan if you look at it, but I wasn't an orphan in a spiritual way, mm-hmm. you know, in not feeling that covering, that protection, in feeling alone, but when I woke up to know I have a father, mm-hmm. he loves me, and he's made everything available to me.
Amen.
Even to provide that guidance. He just made, it was the turning point for my life. Well, and that's why I couldn't finish the song, because I wasn't there yet.
He wasn't finished with you yet, was he?
No, he's still not finished.
The story wasn't done.
No, I didn't know about my sonship when I started writing. I wrote about the abandonment. I wrote about, you know, but I didn't have the solution to it. I had the problem, but I didn't have the solution.
Mm-hmm. Now you do.
Yes.
And now you're sitting here telling everybody else what the answer to their problems are. Isn't that funny how that works?
Amen. Amen. Where you've hurt the most, mm-hmm. I think that's where your purpose lies.
Why don't you do the honor of introing the song, and we'll play it.
Amen. Hey, everyone. This is Karen Julie, and this is my song, Sonship.
Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Thank you again for tuning into the show this week. I hope you enjoyed all the wonderful music. Independent Christian artists are, in my book, they're the best. You know, they struggle to get their music out. They struggle to find the right producer. They struggle for enough money to do what they want to do. And I see week after week, God provides.
Amen.
For all of them, he provides.
Yes.
And I've been on interviews on this show and talked to artists where they thought it was the end because they couldn't keep going. They were working and didn't have enough money for their family and for, especially one of them, and I prayed, God, please bless them. And now they're doing a Christian podcast, and it wasn't music, maybe it was this podcast they're supposed to do where they're interviewing all kinds of people in the state of California. So God still moves.
Yes. Amen.
Well, Miss Karen, before we jump into how people can connect with you, can we go to the Lord in prayer?
Amen.
Heavenly Father, thank you again for this wonderful opportunity, Lord, for this child of God of yours, Lord, that you've just brought to the show. Lord, that to give her the boldness. Thank you, Heavenly Father, to share with us. God, please be with Karen. Be with her music, Heavenly Father, but most of all, be with her marriage. that she will continue to bless it, to be with her family, that you'll continue to bless and protect her family. Heavenly Father, I ask you to continue to send the right people along the path to guide her in the right direction, in your direction, Heavenly Father. And bless each and every one of her steps. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, all right, Miss Karen, since you are all over the world now with Rock the Flock Radio, how can people connect with you?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for asking that. I am I'm probably most active on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
My handle is Karen Julie Music. But I am, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Threads, but I'm most active in Instagram. I do have a website as well, KarenJulieMusic.com.
All right. You are big time.
I figured it'd be a good way for people to get to know a little bit more.
Yes, ma'am.
And connect. Yes.
Now, where can they hear? You said you have two songs out right now.
I actually now have seven songs out.
Seven songs. Okay.
Yeah.
And where can we hear those songs?
And those are on Apple, Spotify, you know, all streaming platforms, really. These are YouTube Music. I have a YouTube channel as well, by
okay.
the way.
Okay.
And I have a couple music videos coming up. I have one music video per song.
Okay.
The Sonship video actually is the one that we were just speaking about, which tells a little bit about my story that I just told you about. Eden is also a great one to watch.
Okay. I will have to check that out.
Yes. Thank you, Greg.
Well, thank you so, so very much. And again, I hope... I will be praying that the Lord will continue to bless you.
Thank you so much.
In your ministry, because you are such a, like I said, just a humble. I said you were passionate earlier, but you're also a humble child of God.
Thank you.
So
the same of you.
So go fight it, step at a time in this world, and it will never be as hard. Is what Jesus had to go through.
That's right.
So it can't be that hard. Okay? It cannot be that hard. Because we're not going to be, we don't have to drag a cross down the street with half our skin ripped off and people spitting on us. And, you know, that's mm-hmm. not going to happen. So we have every opportunity to get out and share his goodness.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your prayers and thank you for your encouragement.
That is Miss Karen Julie on Rock the Flock Radio.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.